Okay, so I wanted to talk to you today about planning your campaign. Simple, easy as one, two, three. No need to feel overwhelmed. What you need to do, first of all, is think about the resources you've got available. That will definitely set you aside to think about things differently. So, money and time. How much time have you got available? How much money is available? Have you got a marketing budget? If so, what is it? Concentrate on a specific period of time, whether that's 30 days, 60 days, or 90 days. Gone are the days when we used to plan out 6 months plus or a year plus marketing strategies. For me, it's all about agile marketing, being able to adapt to the environment, to the industry changes, and even in response to competitors that are also on the market. So think about 30, 60, or 90 days when you're writing up your plan. The first thing you want to do is look at the tactics you may want to use. Almost give yourself a wish list. What would you ideally want to use in terms of communicating and promoting your business products and services? Make a few inquiries. How much might those things cost? Is it aligned to your budget or not? How realistic are you being in wanting to do these things? Because once you've got your wish list and once you've looked at your budget, you will have a very clear understanding on what you can afford to do. Timing is exactly the same. Think about the time you've got available. Sure, you may want to write, you know, a 30-day blog where you post blogs every day, but have you realistically got time to do that? It's a great idea, but have you? So think about the ways in which you can allocate your time and money realistically. All right, that's the first thing. Time and money, resources. The next thing you want to do is pinpoint who you're talking to. Okay, who are you talking to? Who's your target audience or your ideal client? Where are they based? Geographically, how much do they spend? What do they actually read, listen to, you know, access? What channels of communication are they on? Are they on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook? Are they hanging out at specific networking events? Are they reading certain newspapers offline? Think about your target audience because that will also help you to plan your campaign. There's no point in targeting mums who are unemployed at, you know, a corporate careers fair, for example, or a recruitment fair, which is aimed at executive board members wanting to reach their glass ceiling, as an example. Bit random, I know, but you get the gist. Think about your target audience, okay? If it's men, they'll be in different places from women in most cases. If it's working professionals, they may be in different places from unemployed, for example. Even small things like cultural differences, faith, belief systems, they will all have an impact on how you reach your target audience. So the first thing you want to do is think about time and resources. The second thing you want to do is think about your wish list, what you'd really like to be able to do, and then look at your target audience as well. So who are you targeting? Where are they based? All right? I then want you to think about, in regards to your target audience and in relation to the tools you're going to be using or likely to use, what are the objectives of you doing this? Your campaign, what do you want to achieve? More bookings, more sales, more inquiries, more website hits? Perhaps you're wanting to generate more feedback from existing customers. Whatever it is, you need to set that out from the start of your campaign. So what I want you to do, aside from writing down your budget and time, aside from detailing who your target audience is, aside from actually thinking about where your target audience hang out, is think about what your goals are. What are your objectives? What do you want to get out of doing these activities? Because it's very important that when you're organizing a marketing campaign, you have got a goal. You've got an outcome that you want to see. Maybe that's that you launch your website and you want to get 500 hits by the end of the month. Maybe it's that you've just organized for a new online program to be launched and you want 4 people to sign up. By doing your marketing over a set period and then monitoring it, you can see how successful your campaign activity's been, because in a sense, your campaign is using one or more, and you know I say or more, marketing activities to deliver results, outcomes, positive outcomes, sales, people making inquiries and buying your products and services. So let's take a step back again. We've thought about your time and resources. We've thought about your target audience. We've also thought about your brand, what it stands for, where you actually really would ideally like to hang out, what you'd like to spend your money on. But now we need to start mapping out, in terms of a timing plan, what you can afford to do and when. We've got your wish list, but we now need to make it real. We need to come back down to earth now. And there's nothing wrong with revisiting that wish list. If there are some ideas on there that are really big, like outdoor advertising, tube advertising, you know, being part of a festival as a sponsor, etc., there's nothing wrong with that. Just park it down, put it on your vision board, or write it down as a goal that you want in a long-term solution, because you can make that happen. But for today, I want you to really think about 30, 60, or 90-day goals. Your campaign, what will you do over the next 30, 60, or 90 days? Now, you have access to a planner, and what I want you to do is map out what you'll be doing. Doesn't have to be daily, it may be weekly or monthly, in your planner as part of your marketing organization, routine, if you like. Your marketing campaign needs to look at the messaging, whether it's online content or offline key messages, whether it's a blog article, whether you're just doing an advert, some advertorial, you know, a press release, even if you're speaking at an event as a way of promoting your products and services, you need to add that into your marketing plan, and you need to have it in a timely fashion. By that, I mean having things in date order. And yes, it is a bit finicky, but it's really critical to your success, because if you know, for example, that you want to do a Christmas promotion, there's no point thinking about it at the start of December if you've actually got time on your hands in November and October to work on it. And similarly, if you've got an Easter promotion or a Valentine's promotion, why not start working on that now in the background? Bit by bit, in small bite-sized chunks, you can make it happen. You've just got to get organized when it comes to campaign planning. So think about what you want to do in terms of your campaign. What are your objectives? Many of your campaign ideas will be seasonal. So think about times of the year that are relevant to your ideal clients. Maybe it isn't a religious festival. Maybe it's a specific occasion, a birthday, a wedding, an anniversary. Perhaps it's a life-changing moment. Think about how your brand will show up and appear in terms of promoting your products and services at these times. If you work with seasonal occasions or seasonal happenings, if you like, then that will really help you as a starting point. But outside of seasonal things and special occasions, there may be other things that will come up. So again, think about that when you're organizing your campaign plan. It's really important to understand how your ideal customers and target audience think. Get on their level, strip out the layers, get into their heads, and understand what makes them tick. Because your campaign messaging and where you show up and where you spend your money and what you say needs to resonate with them. After all, it's them you're trying to reach. So I'll leave it there. Good luck with your planning. If you've got any more questions for me, do let me know by email or in the group if you are working with me on the Majestic Marketing Program. Speak to you soon. Bye.